Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, thank you. Now, I know it's still way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yes.
Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. Definitely, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have every age group in mind, please have your age.
73.
Thank you. Okay, now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? I have white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian.
I'm white.
Thank you. And please raise your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You only use the number between 0 and 10. What number would you give me?
I'd do 10 because I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Thank you, sir. Is that a strong Republican, not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you, sir. Now, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. And now, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Protecting our democracy and freedoms. That's or standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or climate change and environmental issues, or crime and violence. I only need two of these. Or healthcare costs. Which one do you would you consider to be the most important to you? Lauren, I'm sorry.
Crime and violence would be my number one issue.
Okay. And how about, I need to, healthcare costs or lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, gun regulation and reforms, improving K-12 public school education, and immigration and border security. But I just need one more.
Immigration, border security.
Thank you, sir. I'm moving right along. And generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, but getting worse?
I would say mine's getting a little worse.
Okay. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
On what now? The religion?
The race relations. Yes, sir.
I think it's getting worse. I don't know why I feel that way, but it seems to be getting out of hand to me.
Okay, thank you, sir. And how often will you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say that very often, not often, but not at all?
I don't see it at all with me because I don't get out as much as most people do. But when I go, I'll go and mind my own business and come back.
Okay.
But you see so much of it on news, you continue to see it on news. So you just keep your eyes open when you're out and about. But I don't run into any of it myself.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And how often would you say that you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say that very often, not often, or not at all?
I'd say not at all.
Thank
I get
you.
Along with everybody. And, I mean, it's not at all with me.
Okay, thank you. Would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
That's hard to say. I don't think it's, I'd say fewer rights.
You would think that you have fewer life, fewer, right? Somewhat fewer or a lot fewer?
I'd say somewhat fewer.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know and move on to the next one. Black Lives Matter, 0 to 100.
I don't quite get the question. What did you want me to answer?
Okay. I want you to rate your feelings, how you feel, you know. Well, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And then 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And you may use any number between 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Black Lives Matter, from 0 to 100, how you feel. If you never heard of them, then just let me know and we'll move on to the next one.
I'd just go on to the next one because I don't know how to rate that. I mean, I don't quite understand the question. I don't have no problem with blacks. Main thing is with crimes.
Okay. So between 0 to 100, what number would you give me as how you feel? Do you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or do you feel like, you know,
50-50? No, I've got black friends. I don't know. I mean, I'm not cold and I'm not warm. I mean, I'm just cordial. I don't know how to rate that. I mean,
okay. So you have no. If you don't have no opinion, that's okay too. I can write that down. It's how you feel. No opinion.
I've got an opinion, but I don't feel cold. I don't feel warm. I just feel friendly. I don't understand that.
Okay. No problem. That means 50. It's 50-50. That's okay. No problem. About the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights? How you feel about them?
About civil rights with who?
No, the leadership, you know, the people that are in the one that control it, the Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I think they're all crooks.
How a number between 0 and 100?
You talking about 100 being good or 1?
Yeah, 100 means good. 100 means that you feel favorable towards them and warm.
I don't like the way the country's run, so I would be very low on that. I'd say very low.
Okay, one number?
Like, I'd go 20 on it then, because I just don't trust the government.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you, sir. And how about Cornel West?
Who?
Cornel West. If you never heard of them, that's okay. I can write something out for that if you never heard of them. Cornel West.
I'm not familiar with.
Okay, not a problem. So you never heard of them, so that would be 102. That's what I have to record on the
okay.
Computer. How about Donald Trump?
I love him.
Okay, 0 to 100.
I'd say 100 because, I like his leadership. That's all
okay,
I like about Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. How about the National Rifle Association, or NRA?
Well, I'm all about gun rights, so I I'm all for them.
Okay. A number from 0 to 100.
100.
Thank you, sir. How about Tim Scott?
How about what?
Tim Scott.
I don't know him.
Okay, thank you. 102, that will be the number that I have to put in there. I just read you know what I'm putting down. Joe Biden.
I despise him.
So a number from 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. And how about the Republican Party? How do you feel about them?
Most of them are fine. I'd say 75.
Thank you. Okay, that's it. Now, I know it's still a long way off.
I didn't know this was going to be this long. How many more questions you got, buddy?
And there's only a few more questions, sir. Please just hang in there. It's very important. Your opinion is very important.
Well, I was in the middle of cooking. I didn't realize it's going to be this long. So.
Oh, just I'm going to go as fast as I can, okay? Whenever you know the answer, just shoot it out and I'll put it right. So
how
way
many,
we can,
how many
we can
more
finish
you got?
It. We got 50%. We almost done.
Yeah, 50%. No, I don't have time. I'm trying to cook dinner, buddy. I'm sorry.
Can I call you back and we finish it? Can I do that? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Would that be okay? How long? Like in an hour or two?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'll call you back then. Thank you, sir. No problem. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Yeah. How do I put it? Just write it down, or what do I do? Okay, so just No, Carlos said that we have to tell them, we have to let them know. Yeah, they said that. That's why I'm letting them know. Before, I never did, but yeah, they mentioned that. What was his number now? That's the one? Are you sure? I haven't disposed of this, okay. 919-606. And that's cool. Okay.